Hallelujah. Turn to Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14. Glory. Isaiah 14 and verse 12. Let's speak it together. How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. And in that word, son of the morning, it's a representation in the area where it's like day star. So he was light. Lucifer was the first angel of the firstborn of the angels who was created. He was associated with God's as being God's right-hand man. And he said, how you have fallen, O Lucifer, son of the morning, or bright star, son of the morning star. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. That means he was somewhere if he was going to say, I was going to ascend into heaven. Right? Where was he? He was on the earth. The earth was known as the mountain of God of the universe. He said, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. So obviously he was below the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farther sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. See ya. And this is the Lord's response was, you shall be brought down to hell, to the lowest depths of the pit. That was the Lord's response when Lucifer decided to involve himself in the eye syndrome. And verse 16, those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities, who did not open the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, all of them sleep in glory, everyone in his own house. But you are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, like a garment of those who are slain, thrust through with a sword, who go down to the stones of the pit like a corpse trodden underfoot. You will not be joined with them in burial, because you have destroyed your land and slain your people. The brood of evildoers shall never be named. Prepare slaughter for his children because of the iniquity of their fathers, lest they rise up and possess the land and fill the face of the world with cities. Now, this is powerful because here, this you got to remember how prophetic this was. In other words, here he is, Isaiah, a prophet, prophesying about the past. Has everybody got this? See, because in the spirit, there is no association of space or time. It's three-dimensional, not only past, present, and future, but also dimensional in the depthness of the eternal realm. But in this, here Isaiah was prophesying. He was giving us information. Many of the times when the prophets prophesied, they didn't even understand what they were prophesying. They can only relate to certain things of present. They didn't understand the fullness of what they truly were saying. And I'm not saying all the time, but majority of the time they did not. And this was prophetic about Lucifer, who was basically God's right-hand man. He was light. He carried the glory of God. He carried the timbrels, the pipes. He was the praise and worship leader of the universe. And the earth was inhabited by angels who also carried light. Is everybody with me? So there was constant light on the earth. I want to say that again. There was constant light on the earth. Lucifer, an angel of light, carried the name of Daystar, again with many other angels that were inhabited on the earth. It was with praise. Light was constant. Everywhere, even though the sun and the stars were created, there was the light of the physical and the light of the spiritual. until rebellion was chosen, which is the opposite of light, because it's called darkness. So when you rebel against light, it's darkness. So darkness was formed. Again, to rebel against light is to be in darkness. But at a specific time, everything was light. That's why the Bible even tells us that eventually, at the end, God will destroy everything, even the sun, the stars, and everything, and he will be the light of all things again. Now, again, in its original state of the earth being created, it was created perfect by God. There was no mistakes in God's creation. Why? Because God's substance is light. The substance of God is light. Go to 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Has everybody got it? So I want to share something very profound with you. Even though that there was darkness, light is substance. From light came darkness. Why? Because anything that rebelled against light would have to be formed into darkness. It says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we what? Lie, because we do not practice the truth. So if we say that we have fellowship with him who is light, amen, but we practice darkness, we are not in the light. We are in darkness, because darkness rebels against light. In fact, darkness, which was once light, walked away from light and was exposed. Hallelujah. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Why? Because sin is the presence of evil. It is the presence of darkness. See, darkness, the character of darkness is evil. Okay? The character of darkness is evil. Now, again, God is light and in him is no darkness at all. The substance is light. From light, darkness was formed. From light, darkness was formed. Why? Because it's the opposite of light. Again, think about where God created the earth, and he said he took the dust of the earth and formed man. When he breathed in him, he created a living being. But the substance was the dust. Amen? See, the substance of God is light. And out from light, which Lucifer was created in his light. Lucifer was a light carrier. He carried the glory of God. The angels are known as light. When people have visitations from angels, there's light. Amen? And in this light was the light that kept constant light all over the earth. Even though that there was a sun and a star, everything was still light. There was constant light here. Is everybody okay? Go to Genesis 1. So when God took the dust, right, of the earth, he formed man. When he breathed in him, he sent light inside of man. man became a living being. So the spiritual and the physical, even though they weren't one, but they were together, but not as one. Has everybody got it? Now, in Adam's image, he was one. It's when Adam fell that he became separated. And he became in the area of what we call like a soul, a spirit, soul, and body. But his spirit, soul, and body at that time was one. Because when God breathed light into Adam, everything about Adam was glorified. He was now a light carrier. And that's why he could fellowship with God without dying. He could look to him face to face and talk to him. He wouldn't die because there was no darkness in Adam at all. None. Adam was an eternal being. There was no death associated with Adam. And out of Adam, God took Eve, who was another light, but that light, is everybody with me, came from light. In other words, God's substance again. So the serpent, now remember the serpent or Lucifer, who exalted himself, God removed from his presence. When he removed him from his presence, he removed him because he was now darkness. Has everybody got it? Because he rebelled against the light, even though he was created from light. But this was where light or darkness was formed. I don't want to use the word created, because light in Lucifer was already in the light. Amen? And from the light, Lucifer rebelled, which formed darkness. You can call it create or whatever, but God did not create darkness. Darkness was formed from light. Why? Because the Bible says there is no darkness in God. God does not desire to create evil. Amen? That wasn't his purpose. His purpose was to maintain eternity with light and have his own offsprings of light. But he created them with a free will. Even the angels had a free will, because that's who God is. Genesis 1. In verse 1, let's speak it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, right? Okay, in the beginning, it says that he created the heavens and earth. The first thing he created was time, didn't he? Because it says in the beginning. Other than that, with God, there is no beginning. He is everything. You can't ask God, when did you come? Although, but because we were created in time, we want to ask him, where did you come from? That's going to be probably my first, where did you come from, man? But, you know, we're not even going to ask that question. Because when we get there, it will already be answered. That won't even be considered, where did you come from? Because we can't comprehend where he came from, because he always was. And we have a hard time comprehending that. Because of the way we were created now. Everything around us is associated with space and time. There's a beginning, there's an end. With him, it isn't. He is. Amen? Praise God. So in this, God created time. And then it says, and God created the heavens and the earth. Right? So God creates something perfect because the substance is light. So when he created the earth, he said, earth, boom, there it was. Universe, boom, there it was. Stars, boom, there it was. He didn't need to get blueprints. He didn't need a seal from an architect or a designer or an engineer. He spoke it, and it was, and that is that. It didn't take days to create stuff. Hello? He said it, and it was done. Okay, Verse 2. So there is a time span between verse 1 and 2. We call it a dispensation. It says in verse 2, the earth was out form. Well, we know that the earth was not out without form. God created it. He is light. He creates from light the substance of light. So it was perfect, wasn't it? So in verse 2, it says, now the earth is without form and void, meaning useless. God would not create something useless. And what does it say? Darkness was on the face of the deep. Now, wait a minute. That's because the original earth that Lucifer was on and the angels were inhabiting and praise and worship through the universe was shut down because Lucifer rebelled. So the earth had to be shut down because God removed Lucifer from his position and now he sentenced him to the earth and its atmosphere. So darkness was now on the face of the deep. So everybody got it. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. So God was getting ready to do something. We don't know the time span and how long the Lord shut the earth down. We don't know. It could have been a long time. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit was hovering over the earth, right? Because God was getting ready to do something. Because it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. And the Spirit is light. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. The word let there be means to restore, not create. Why? Because light was already out there, wasn't it? The earth was just covered. And God saw the light and that it was good. And God did what? He divided the light from the darkness. He had to. Because at the period of time, and it's an original state, even though the sun was there and so forth, the angels were on the earth. And I'm not saying all of them, but the earth was their praise and worship. It was known as the mountain of God to the universe. So praise and worship was coming from the earth to the universe, and from there, God's light, because of the angels. So there was light here constantly. So now, because Lucifer, who was sentenced here, God had to divide light from darkness. He could not allow them to live together. Has everybody got it? He divided it. Is everybody all right? And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Has everybody got it? So, again, God creates with light. Lucifer was on the earth as a light of God's glory. He rebelled. He was sentenced to the earth and its atmosphere as darkness and separated light from darkness. Both had power. I want you to understand something, that darkness has power. And I believe that people are deceived in that arena. I'm going to share something with you very simple. When you go in a room that's dark, you wonder what's in there. The first thought you got, where is the switch? Sometimes you may bind every spirit. The blood, the blood, the blood, where's that switch? The blood. Oh, thank you. God's not giving me a spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. But you know that when there is darkness, there is a sense of power, regardless of what. I don't care how spirit-filled you are. I don't care how many times you've been taken to heaven. You turn the lights off, and you're like, Why? Because there is power in darkness. Why? Because darkness came from where? Lights. Has everybody got this? And so the power of darkness needs to be expressed, exposed, and understood. And it isn't understood enough. God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And one of the things that they lack knowledge is of the power of darkness. Because darkness has power. And we know that its purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. People too many times just look at one person. His name is Lucifer or Satan or the devil or whatever. But in this, even though that's his kingdom, there's still darkness that has its power. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Of course, as darkness and light were separated, both had power because, again, darkness comes from light. But light still having the upper authority over darkness because darkness came from light. Amen? 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 14. You know, when you see a shadow, not your own, although sometimes you can. There's times when my dog sees her own shadow and barks, but there's times when you'll see a shadow out of the corner of your eye. Those are offsprings of darkness. They are spirits, and they have power, don't they? Their presence alone has power because there is power in darkness. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 14, it says, and no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Remember, he walked away from being an angel of light. But even the power of darkness can turn himself back into an angel of light. Not that he carries the character of an angel of light. Has everybody got it? Because darkness has what? Power. If you ever associated with anyone that's been really involved in witchcraft, they have the ability to transform themselves. They're changers. And they change themselves into reptiles. Well, I don't believe any of that stuff. Who cares? It's true. I don't care whether you believe it or not. Because there's power in darkness. And in this power of darkness, these individuals that have totally given their lives to darkness, live in darkness, serve darkness, have power in darkness that they can transform themselves, just like serpent can transform himself into an angel of light. Look at the next verse. Therefore, it is no great thing if whose ministers? Who's his? Satan's. Who is the prince of darkness. Even if his ministers also what? Transform themselves into what? Ministers of righteousness. Whose end will be what? According to the work. So are they transforming themselves? Because darkness has power. Again, I am not trying to exalt darkness, and I will not, because we have dominion over it. But there's got to be an understanding that there is power in darkness. Amen? And there's still power in darkness. It's been defeated and dethroned only to those who receive light. But those who reject light, they're still under the power of darkness. Amen? Hallelujah. So we see here that when he transforms himself, it is a false light. That's why the Bible says false prophets will come. Many will proclaim to be believers. Does everybody got it? Will come in my name because they will be false. Psalm 82. Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 82 in verse 5. It says they do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about what? In darkness. All the foundations of the earth are what? Unstable. Why are they unstable? Because who's the ruler of the earth? So darkness is ruling the earth, isn't it? And there's power in darkness, isn't there? So the earth is unstable, isn't it? And those who are living associated in the earth or serving the world, what we call the world system, they walk in darkness, and they themselves do not understand, even though light is there. Even though light is there, they still do not understand. Because you cannot understand light until you receive light. Is everybody okay? So they do not know nor they understand. They walk about in darkness. So they walk about under the power of darkness. And the power of darkness has its own fruits and multiple powers. There's the power of lying. There's the power of deception. There's the power of fear. Has everybody got it? And it brings people into bondage, slavery. There's the power to blind. They can blind us. We were born blind. Amen? People now walk in darkness because the ruler is darkness and the earth is unstable because it's ruled by darkness. Psalm 107. Now, I guess I better go back just for a moment, because when Lucifer was sentenced to the earth and its atmosphere, Adam was the light who had rule over Lucifer. But the power of darkness deceived the woman. She didn't know what just happened. She ran to her husband and gave him the deceptive seed. And when they both ate, they became darkness. Light no longer could dwell with them. That's why the Lord shut down the garden. Why? Because the tree of life was light. He said, I can't allow you guys to live together. Didn't he separate it? I can't allow you to take the light and live forever as darkness. That ain't going to happen, because light doesn't live in darkness. Has everybody got it? It has no association with it. Light is light. Darkness is darkness. That's that. There is no gray area. So once Adam fell, the earth was now ruled by darkness, and it's been ruled by darkness ever since. Psalm 107. Is everybody there? In verse 10. Let's speak it together. Those who sat in darkness and the shadow of death. Now, wait a minute. So does darkness produce death? Yes. It's a fruit of darkness, isn't it? It has the power to kill. Does everybody get this? Say it with me. Darkness has the power to kill. That's why Lucifer came to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. I shouldn't say Lucifer. I should say the devil or the serpent, because he's no longer known as Lucifer, because Lucifer was known as the day star. Amen. But now he comes as a, doesn't Lucifer transform himself? Look at how many names does God give him. Serpent, devil, Beelzebub. You know, idiot, you know, whatever. Deceiver, liar, father of lies. Look at all the names he's got. And he lives up to them. Okay, verse 10 again. Those who sat in darkness and the shadow of death, bound in affliction and irons, because they what? Rebelled against the words of God. Isn't that the same thing Lucifer did? So when they rebelled, it formed what? Darkness. And despised the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried out to the Lord, in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses and brought them out of the darkness and the shadow of death and broke their chains in pieces. Oh, that man would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in two. Now, just the arena that we just, when we were brought into this world, we were just living the life. This is just life. It was the hand I was dealt. But because we were so deceived, we didn't know. We saw people walking light, but we couldn't comprehend it. Some of us even went to church. Man, I went to church so much I couldn't stand it. I still left my weapons outside, and I went into church. I'd hide them behind the bushes there with the dope or whatever, and I'd go into church. Because even though God was light, I couldn't comprehend it because I hadn't received the light. And that's what's happening in the world. See, there's a lot of people who think that they're good, but they've never received the light, so they can't even comprehend that they're in darkness. Glory. Men sat in darkness when they rebelled against the words of God. They became darkness. Amen? Because they sat in darkness. 2 Corinthians 4. That's why we always thought, well, I'm a good person. I don't mean to hurt nobody. Never thought about hurting God. Just leave me alone. I'm all right. Let me go do my stuff. Let me go party, do my dope, and whatever. I'm not hurting nobody. Let me fornicate. I'm not hurting nobody. Oh, life is grand. Boy, how stupid we were. Life was not grand because there was torment, guilt, condemnation after everything we did, and horrendous consequences, even though sometimes the consequences weren't immediate. But it fell into place that darkness would steal, kill, and destroy. But we couldn't comprehend it because we hadn't had the light. And even though some people have accepted the light, they needed to get filled with more light. They needed a fellowship with light. Amen. They needed to depart from darkness. See, there are people that come to church and so forth and know the truth, but they're still fellowshipping with darkness. And allows the power of darkness to overcome them, even though they have a form of godliness. But the end result is God knows. God knows. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, in verse 1, let's speak it together. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. You know, one of the things that darkness does is hide. It hides. You know, we didn't even know we were in darkness. We knew something wasn't right. But we could never pinpoint it. We just knew through our conscience because we came from God, even though we were born in darkness because of our forefathers that rebelled and so forth, and because of the fall of Adam and Eve. We were born in darkness. But we still knew something wasn't right. We knew that what we were doing wasn't right. No matter what. It might have felt good, but there was still something about it that when we stopped to think about it, when we stopped to have rest or whatever it was from our craziness, we would think about it and it would begin to tear us up. Gosh, why do I do that? Even though we had no power over it, still, God was trying to speak to us through our conscience to let us know that there was something else. He was trying to make a way of escape for us to come out of darkness back into the light. Amen. In verse 3, it says, but even if our gospel is veiled, in other words, gospel is truth, truth is light, light is life. Even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are what? Perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded. Who's the God of this age? Satan. And he is what? Blinded because he has power to blind. Darkness has the power to blind. It has the power to blind someone who's of the light. If you let it. Whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel or the light of the truth of the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine on them. In other words, the purpose of darkness is to hide and to blind. Amen? So they want to try to keep us in a state of blindness so that they're hidden from us. And John chapter 3, the power of darkness. John 3:17. I know you thought we were going to go to John 3:16, huh? We've been hearing that for many years. John 3:17. Let's speak it. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Why? Because the world was already condemned. He didn't have to come in and condemn it. It was already condemned. He came into what? Save it, because it was already condemned. You wouldn't need to save something that was already condemned. I mean, it wasn't condemned. Right? Verse 18. He who believes, what's the word believe mean? Follow. So if you're following the light, you're eating the light, you're fellowshipping with the light, aren't you? So if you say that you believe in the light, but you're not following the light, you're in darkness. And this is the great deception. I accepted Jesus years ago. It's like somebody just swallowed a light bulb and spit it out. Lights out, man. He who believes in him, who follows him, is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. If you believe in a name, you follow it, don't you? And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world and men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were what? Wow, so darkness, the power of darkness is evil. It's its character. Has everybody got it? It's evil. In fact, the opposite of evil, if you spell it in reverse, is called live. Has everybody got it? So the opposite of dark is light, and light is life, isn't it? Verse 20. For everyone practicing evil hates the light. Man, we used to hate the light. Keep the curtain shut. Don't turn on the light. We were children of the night. We were not children of the day. Let's go to verse 20 again. That's good and good. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds be what? Exposed. Oh man, we lied. We lied out there. We lied so badly because we didn't want anybody to know our darkness, because we actually hated the light. We didn't understand why. Oh, here come those Jesus people. And we'd cuss, call them idiots and religious jerks and holy rollers, and slam the door on their face when they tried to bring the gospel to the door. So forth. Not all of them carried the true gospel. So now when they come to the door, we give them the gospel. Hallelujah. Verse 21. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. Wow. Why? Because God is light. Yes. Light exposes the power of darkness, which is evil. Because darkness hates. One of the fruits of darkness is hatred. It's hatred. It hates. So you have all kinds of forms of religions out there, but it's established by hatred. So if you don't believe in their religion, you die. It's because it's religion. It's not light. It's darkness. Even some people who don't know the Lord have a common sense and realize that ain't right. That ain't right. Hallelujah. John chapter 1. Darkness cannot love. It lusts. I'm going to say it again. Darkness cannot love. It lusts. Does everybody got it? So you and I always, oh, that's love at first sight. No, that's lust at first sight. You have a lust affair, not a love affair. Oh, hallelujah. John chapter 1 and verse 1. Let's speak it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Again, in him was life. See, that's because his substance is light, and light is life. God, I don't know if I can put this correctly, but God doesn't need life. He is. Everybody got it. You and I look at life as living. Yeah. You know, my fish died a few weeks ago. Oscar, the only male in the house besides me. Anyways, he had life. God doesn't need life. He is. He is a life giver. But he himself doesn't need life. Has everybody got it? Because light is substance. Light is substance. Life is from light and truth, which is a carrier of light. Amen? So the carrier of light will produce life. Again, God doesn't need life. He is. But he has established a substance called light, which light carries life. Amen? And truth carries light. So when you speak truth, you eat light. By eating light, you begin to start life. See, we look at life in another arena of only oxygen, but there's an eternal life that's being manifested now. So we're beginning to separate ourselves from the life of darkness as we begin to eat more of eternal light. More light we eat, the more more darkness is exposed. And we realize the difference between dark fruit and light fruit. Amen? But you won't know the difference between dark fruit and light fruit unless you eat more of light fruit. Because it's light that exposes darkness. Darkness doesn't expose light. Okay. Let's start over again. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. and the light shines in darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. Why? Because it didn't accept the light. Amen? Good. So darkness runs from the light. Hello? Do you ever run from the light? Yes, we used to be runners. We were marathoners. It wasn't a 5K, it was all day K. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Hallelujah. The power of darkness is real. It manipulates, it deceives, and it tries to prevent from abiding and fellowshipping. Second Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 1. Is everybody there? Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one what? Deceive you by any means. For that day will not come unless the falling away first comes, the man of sin. In other words, the man of what? Darkness. And darkness has what? Power. Is revealed, the son of perdition. Who what? Opposes. What's he opposing? The light. And exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Isn't that what he already desired? Isn't that why he got removed? Amen? See, he's finally getting his moment. I said moment. Verse 5. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know that what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the what? Brightness of his what? Coming. In other words, we are, when it speaks about until he is taken out of the way, that's the body of Christ. It's God's body. That's why it's called, we are the body of Christ who is light. When we are raptured and removed from the earth, we will be taken out of the way, which right now, our presence restrains evil, even though it's getting worse. Without us being here, because we are carriers of light, darkness would have complete reign. Amen? Verse 9. The coming of a lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all what? Power and signs and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not what? Receive the love of the truth that they might be what? That they might be saved. They did not receive truth, which is a carrier of light. Amen? And light being a carrier of life. So they chose to reject it. And in this period of time, when they chose to reject it, see, during the time of tribulation, which is around the corner, if people reject it, they will accept a mark. See, if you reject something, you accept something. Amen. When you reject something, you accept something else. Always. So we see here that there's fruits of darkness and there's powers. Another, again, we talked about pride, lying, unrighteousness, deception, hatred, and so forth. Romans 8. One of the great powers of darkness is called fear. I would say that that's Satan's greatest power is fear. Again, we've already illustrated that, that there's still a sense of fear even when you walk into a dark room. I don't care how spirit-filled you are, you know. There's still that sense of what's there. You know. Or what am I going to trip over? I don't want to hurt myself. In Romans 8:14. You know, you could be walking down a hallway and could be lights in the hallway and somebody comes out of the bedroom and says, "Hey." "Yo, man, you scared me, man." Because it was unknown. Amen. Another point of the power of darkness, which promotes fear. In Romans chapter 8, verse 14, let's speak it together. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to what? To fear." Why? Because fear brings you into bondage. Fear is a power. Its fruit is bondage. "But you receive the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness that with our spirit that we are what? Children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." Well, I like verse 18. Let's speak it. "For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For this earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from what? Bondage of corruption and to the glorious liberty of the children of God." Why? Because the earth, it's representation of creation, is under who? Satan, power of darkness. Has everybody got it? Even God's creation eagerly waits for the sons and daughters of God to be transformed in the fullness of the light so creation itself can be rescued. Has everybody got it? Powerful. Again, there is power. The power of fear is Satan's greatest power is fear. And it brings people into bondage. It promotes survivalism. It does not promote surrender. Even an animal, if it's been wounded, if it doesn't know you personally, even though you might, "Oh, poor thing." You know? It will attack you because it's in survival mode. So its whole thing is kill. Amen? Kill, man. I went to a house one time and there was an animal in the yard. It was skinny, skin and bone. And there was another animal, it was tied up. And there was another animal that was walking around all fat. It was a dog, two dogs. One was a Rottweiler, a pit bull that was all tied up. And the person I went to go see was a believer. And I said, "Why is that dog so skinny and this one isn't?" "Oh, that's my son's dog." "And that's your dog, the fat one?" "Yes." "Well, why don't you feed your son's dog?" "Because it's his responsibility." "So you're going to let the thing die?" I said, "Get me some food right now." I went out there. Thing was waggling. I gave it food. I put it down. And I realized that I wanted to get it closer. So when I went down to push the food closer, it bit me. And I forgave it. Of course, my first thought was to kick a field goal. That was darkness trying to creep in. I figure I get 3 points. No, no. But that was my first thought. You idiot. What you biting me for? But I forgive you. And I looked at the lady. I thought, I need to kick you. I mean, how can you just let, and you're a believer? Your light's been darkened. There's not enough light in you. Where you go to church? I won't say anymore. Anyways, where you fellowship? Hallelujah. Yes. Ephesians 5. I wasn't afraid, but I was a little angry. Ephesians 5 and verse 6. Let's speak it. Therefore, do not be partakers with... Oh, verse 6, I'm sorry. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. So again, darkness, its power, okay, is trying to deceive light. So it accepts darkness and rejects light and now becomes children of wrath. Amen? Everybody knows somebody that's backslidden and gone back to darkness who was what light at one time. Even Lucifer was light at one time, and he went to darkness. So everybody got it. So if he was light and saw God, talked with him, served him, was there when he created everything and went to darkness, never think that you can't turn at any time. Never think that. I'll never forsake the Lord. You better be careful. Hallelujah. Verse 7. Therefore, do not be partakers with them, for you were once darkness. Hello! You and I were once offsprings of darkness. We carried the power of darkness. Why? Because the power was to rebel against light. But now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. See, it says finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. When you are partaking of light, your heart changes to say, I want to please you. See, we misunderstand that word, serve you, when it's, I want to please you. Because we think that by serving him pleases him. No, it doesn't. Serving him is not pleasing him. Pleasing him is serving him. Has everybody got it? And this is where people get confused. I need to serve the Lord. No, you need to please him. When you begin to please him, you end up serving him. But if you put service before pleasing, then you're in works. And you're trying to justify yourself, and you will end up doing things that are displeasing to him. Are you listening? You'll end up doing things that are displeasing to him by works instead of pleasing him by fruit. There's a difference. Are you hearing? Good. Hallelujah. Let's go a little further. It says, verse 12, for it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret, but all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead. Why? Because darkness puts people to sleep and they are walking dead. And Christ will give you light. Luke 22. So Satan has all of his tricks out there to keep people in darkness. sex, drugs, rock and roll, greed, fame, power, workaholic, alcoholic, lustaholic, pornography and gambling, and all of these things that put people under control of darkness. They're called idols, which is idolatry. Luke 22:52. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, captains of the temple, and the elders who came to him. Who came to him? Chief priests and captains of the temple of God. And the elders of the temple of God, supposedly carriers of light. And Jesus said, have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs? These were the chief priests. When I was with you daily in the temple, you did not try to seize me. But this is your what? Hour. And the power of what? Darkness. Why? Because they were under the influence of the power of darkness, weren't they? And of course, then they arrested him, didn't they? Does everybody understand that? See, they had their hour of power. Now, we have the power. Everybody got it? Acts 26. In verse 17, this is when the Lord reveal himself to Saul, who became Paul. He said, I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well from the Gentiles to whom I have sent, to I now send you. To open what? Verse 18. Their eyes, in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. See, even Jesus acknowledged the power of darkness. Everybody got that? Even he acknowledged it, that there was power in darkness and that Satan had power. That they might receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me, he said. In other words, those who follow me. Turn from darkness to light by receiving the light. Go to Ephesians 2. Oh, Satan ain't got nothing over me. Well, he does. It's called pride. God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Ephesians chapter 2. Again, you know, even when the angel came and took Moses' body, and Satan came to try to take Moses' body from the angel, and the angel said, the Lord rebuke you. Because the angel still acknowledged Satan's office or Lucifer's office. Somebody got it. He said, the Lord rebuke you. He didn't say, I rebuke you. He said, the Lord rebuke you. See, but the Lord has given me and you all authority and power and dominion. You can say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, it says, and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the what? Prince of the what? Power of the air, which is what? Darkness. Amen. The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, which is known as the spirit of Antichrist also, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the what? Lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. For grace you've been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit in, together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. What an awesome dad. Amen? 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20. The power of darkness. Does everybody understand what's happening? Let me tell you, he'll whip you in a second. He'll deceive you in a second and manipulate you in a second. He does not respect the light. Do you understand that? He hates the light. In one aspect, his fear, because he is the master of fear, is that you become the light and expose him. That's his fear. But he doesn't fear you as a person. He fears that you expose him. Has everybody got it? In verse 20, but now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came what? Death. By man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. But each one to his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterwards those who are Christ at his coming. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. Again, he mentions power. He is talking about all rule and authority and power of darkness when it comes to an end. For he must reign till he has put all what? Enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is what? Death. Has everybody got it? It's death. Why? Because there is power. Satan's power is death. That's the last enemy that will be destroyed. And verse 27, for he has put all things under his feet, but when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. Now, when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Otherwise, what will they do who are baptized for the dead if the dead do not rise at all? Why then are they baptized for the dead? And why do we stand in jeopardy every hour? I affirm by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. Colossians 1. We'll close here. Yes. What's your name? Die daily. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9. Let's speak it. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. For he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on the earth, things in heaven, have made peace through the blood of his cross. For you who were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he is reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. If indeed you continue in the faith and grounded and steadfast and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which is preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. If you are steadfast, if you hold to the light, you stay filled with the light, you follow the light, you fellowship with light, then you will have dominion over darkness. Amen? But darkness is going to attempt to overcome you every day, every moment, every decision. Darkness is there. The power of darkness carried by demons, powers of darkness, wickedness in heavenly places, principalities, expressed through magazines, books, and even education to bring people into fear or bondage in any way it can, to the lust of this earth, of this world. And those who are a friend of this world make themselves an enemy of God. Because if you're a friend of this world, you're a friend of darkness. Amen? That's why he says, come out from among them. Let this be a reality, that there is power in darkness, and that the power of darkness wants to take you back, even though you're a light. Amen? Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And we commit all things to you. Let this be such revelation and impartation that we become sensitive and discerning of how darkness wants to overcome us. But thanks be to Christ who paid the price and disarmed the principalities, that we can confess you in us is greater than he is in the world, and that we are more than conquerors over darkness to those who are followers of the light, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah.